You are listening to the Slip Punches Show with your host, Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports, your boxing champions.
Hey everybody, good evening. Damon Gonzalez joining you live from the studios in the Slip Punches Show. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We should have a nice, decent show for a little while this afternoon. Philadelphia fighter coming on with us. We're looking forward in having him. This is a great young man. I got to personally see him fight. I believe I went up to Boston. Went up to Boston, Massachusetts. It was a Murphy boxing card that was held up there. And it was co-promoted by Golden Boy. And I got to see him fight up there. Really, really good dude, man. Looking forward to talking to him. Damon Allen Jr. Fighting out of the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. So we're definitely looking forward in talking to him. He should be joining us any second now on the Slip Punches Show. I got a really great show with two young, great amateur fighters this evening. We're going live on the air at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Damon Allen Jr. to the show.
What's Champ, up, bro? How you
doing, man? It's nice to see you. How are you, Champ? Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
It's good to see you. How you been?
I've been okay. It's been cool staying in with the family, working out here in the house. I'm ready to get outside, though.
How's your family doing, man? Everybody being safe?
Yeah, everybody been doing good, man. Staying well. Everybody cool.
Yeah, I was just talking about in the beginning of the show, I got to go up to Boston that time when you fought up there in Boston. And that was a great, great night of boxing, man. You really came through that night.
Right. Yeah.
So
that
how things
crazy. I couldn't make – it was hard making weight. I was a little weak that night, too. I had to go in there and grit it out. Yeah.
I remember that. That was just a really good night. You performed – you know, you really performed well that night. Damon, how things going? How things going, you know, training wise and things going for yourself in camp?
I mean, I'm not really in camp right now. I'm just in the house. I got like a little bag out back and some little equipment out back. I'm still working hard, training, running and everything, but the city been on lockdown. Like, gyms are closed. Like, you got to do everything in home. I mean, some people have been going against the rules of the city, but some gyms been getting shut down. I just been home, staying safe. Yeah, it's not really in camp. I'm just doing all I can do in the house and around the neighborhood, like jog and work out, hit the little bag I got out back.
Now, besides that fight, 2300 Arena, most of your career starting, you fought in Valley Forge, then you went to Atlantic City, and you pretty much fought everywhere from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, everywhere.
Right. Right.
But you really didn't used to fight too much at home in your career.
I know. I don't know. I was with Golden Boy and Golden. I don't know what Golden Boy was about that. I don't know if they was just trying to promote me like everywhere. I had a lot of fights in California when I was with them, but I'm not too sure why I never fought home. I used to ask, but I'm glad that my last fight before this fight was up and coming was supposed to be in Philly. I'm glad my last fight was back home so people got to see me. Like, I'm still a face here in Philly, but I don't know. I think people kind of forget, like, the hometown. People kind of forget because I've been all around.
Yeah, but how refreshing was that for you? You know what I'm saying? 2300 Club is it's a nice spot. I've been right there to a couple of fight cards, and there's no question. Yo, Philadelphia, real, it's a fight town.
Right.
Yo, they know, and they love their boxing in Philly. So, you know, how did it feel? That home cooking, man, knowing that – you could just take your car to the fights. Wasn't that, like, different?
No, I love it there. I mean, a lot of my family members and friends ain't get to see me fight in a long time. So it was just a good feeling. Like, it was just – it felt like home. It felt like the amateurs. Like, I was back home in Philly, and, like, the home crowd was there with me. It just was a good feeling.
Now, definitely, yo, Damon, there's a lot about you. You're a young fighter. You're very talented. What's coming up for you? You have anything that you're brewing on or you're thinking about, or is there anything in the near future?
I mean, we had that fight going on with the Philly Special. We had that fight going on. It was for my first little like regional title. But Corona kind of like shut that down. So I don't know. I'm playing it day by day. I'm staying ready at home, waiting for things to open back up and waiting for opportunity when I guess everything get back in order with the sport and everything. So I'm just controlling what I can control, and that's like being in shape at home.
And man, your dad and the team, man, talk about that, man. Talk about the people around Damon Allen Jr., man, to make it work.
Yeah, my dad doing good. My other trainer, Ronnie McCoy, he's doing good. That's my when Philly, like my since I was a young trainers. Now I train with Brian Bull McIntyre and Terrence Crawford and them. I train out there in Omaha, so yeah.
Yo, G, why ain't you in Omaha? The whole crew's over there now.
I know I've been talking to Bo. He's gonna get me out there, but I just been waiting for something to pop up. So yeah,
okay.
I'll be out there soon though.
Good. Yeah, man. Bo Mack's a good dude. He has a really and the Crawford Gym, they got a great, great program over there. It's good to hear that you're part of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell me, man, give a shout out. I always ask the fighters to take some time and just, give a shout out to all your fans because, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, man. And it's great for you in the sport. Give a shout out to your fans.
No, I definitely want to give a shout out to everybody who support me. You, all the reporters, all the fans, everybody through the ups and downs, and just like continue to praise me, continue to give me words of wisdom, and keep giving me the spotlight. I appreciate y'all, man. Keep my story not over, and I'm keep grinding. Like keep watching out for me.
Damon, you young, so yeah. Obviously you still hungry, and this is something that you love to do. How old were you when you started? And your dad got you into the sport. I know you must have been a young buck. What was your age when you started and getting into it?
I was 8 years old when I started boxing. My dad took me down to the gym. My great grandfather, rest in peace, was the one who like started me boxing. And my dad, we kind of like, it was always me, my dad, and my great grandfather. And we all kind of molded me. But I started when I was 8 years old.
So right from the jump, you just liked the fight.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're from the block. You're from Philly. Of course you like to fight.
Yeah, nobody down the gym took me serious. Like, I was like the little redhead, little blonde-haired, bright-eyed kid, quote-unquote pretty boy. My grandpa didn't even take me serious. But crazy thing is, I was, like, racking up fights. So, like, by the time I was, like, 14, I had about, like, 80 fights already. And then, like, I ain't really started taking it serious until I was, like, 15. And I started winning big tournaments. And they was like, all right, this little kid can fight. And then I guess that's when my family members started all taking me serious. And I just went on and on and on. Sky's the limit.
That's what's up. Yo, Damon, one thing I always know about you, and when I got to talk to you in the past, you've always been a humble person. And we appreciate that here in Latin Box Sports. Think about, the plans ahead, man. Where's your mind at? And again, I know you love what you do. So what's in store for you?
A title. I want to be a household name. I want a title. I want to be recognized. So, from here, I just want to keep stepping up the ranks and getting to that top 10 category and the IBF, WBO, whatever sanction I get in. I just want to keep climbing the ladder and hopefully become world champion. Well, I am going to become world champion, but hopefully sooner than later.
Now it's definitely a stacked division. So where are you with your weight? Are you planning on staying in the lightweight division? Are you planning on moving down or moving up?
No, I make 135 easy right about now. Like back then, my diet was a little off, but I make it pretty comfortably now. So yeah, I'm gonna stay at 135. It's a stacked division, but I got talent. They got talent. They bleed like I bleed. They gotta see me.
That's what's up. Yeah. Yo, Damon, give a shout out to everybody that's following. How can everybody follow you on the social media outfits? How can they find you on Instagram and Twitter and what have you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Damon_Allen Jr. Yep.
Now, Damon, you're not with Golden Boy no more, right?
No.
You with a new promoter now?
No, I'm managed by Split T Management with David McWhorter.
Oh, you with David? Okay.
Yeah, my co-manager is Bull Mick, so
okay.
That's the team now. So I mean, we just doing it. Maybe next year sometime we might get with somebody, but we're just wearing our options.
That's what's up. But Bull Mick got something. Actually, he got something going on in Kansas next month. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He got a show in Kansas, so hit him up.
Right.
Stay so busy. Fight.
I'm talking to him. We Corona just like shut everything down, man. So like I don't know really much I can do, but they had the card, the Philly special card that was supposed to be in March. Then it was supposed to be in June 19. It got postponed. Now we don't really know when it's going to be. So
Now, Dame, Philadelphia boxing it's very deep. Very deep. Goes way back. You know what I mean? I mean, I got my personal idols and stuff that I followed in the Philadelphia scene. Who's your favorite fighter, you know, as you're growing up in this sport, man? Is there somebody out there that you looked at their career and, you know, you're like, man, that's the fighter right there?
From Philly?
From Philly.
Just like here. From Philly. It was just sad to say, it's like nobody I could say I really looked up to in Philly. Like, it was like I want to be like them. It was like different fighters I looked up, like I like their style, and I kind of like mimicked some things and took some things from their arsenal and put it in mine. I can say fighters like
good question.
Hard question. I think, yeah. Yeah, this is a good question. I can say fighters like Eric Hunter. Like, I know he from West Philly, and back in the day he trained at my gym. I took some stuff from his arsenal. What up, guys? Willie Gibbs, back in the day, he trained with my grandfather. I took some stuff from him. Marvin Mack, took some stuff with him. Yeah, I just took stuff from different fighters, like, coming up in Philly and just put it in my arsenal. But I can say there's nobody, like, I ever, like, really looked up to. Like, I want my career to be like them and nothing like that. I kind of was, like, my own man. But my favorite fighter of all time outside of Philly is Andre Ward, in and out the ring.
Wow. Right there, that says a lot, man, because Andre Ward, great, great champion. Champion.
In and out, friend.
In and out. Definitely. Definitely. I got a lot of mad love for Andre Ward, man. You know?
Right.
He really cemented his career with no question.
Right.
Damon, we appreciate you. We appreciate you a lot, man, coming on the Split Punches show. This is so important that the fighters, you know, connect with the community, man. Connect with people following right now in quarantine. It's pretty tough, you know. So
Right. It's
so the thing so nice about it is people get to learn more about you outside the ring, and they get to hear your stories and what have you. And it's good. It's really important stuff. So we really appreciate you coming on, and we're looking. Yeah, no doubt. We're looking forward to see you come back in the ring, champ.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for putting me on this platform so I can share with the people.
No doubt, man. We hope to see more of you, and keep on punching, Dame.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thanks for always supporting, man.
All right. Say hi to your dad for me, please.
I got you. I will.
All right. Take care, all right? Thank you.
Be safe.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was Damon Allen Jr., reporting from Philadelphia. Really nice young man. You know, we like him a lot. We appreciate him. He's a good kid. And again, it's about everybody. It's about opportunities to put everybody on the mic and come out and just, you know, talk to us and talk to the fans and relate, you know, and give your stories and just keep it going. Keep on punching, you know, because that's so important. So once again, Damon Gonzalez, Latin Box Sports. We'll see you guys at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got a really awesome show. I'm really looking forward to this show. Two great young fighters. And I expressed this before that, you know, we don't just focus on the pro fighters. We focus on everybody. We focus on the trainers, the media, the cut men, the referees, the amateur fighters, everybody, that's the sanctioning body presidents, everybody that's connected with the sport, because everybody has a story, and your story is our story. So we're hoping to hear from you guys, and we'll see you soon at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Damon Gonzalez, Lat Box Sports. I'm out, and I'll see you guys soon. Take care.